Hello, listeners. This is Michelle Rhymes at 870 AM WHG, and it is day 2305 since we've been back on air. I am here with Agnes Drew and Max O'Brien, and we have a particularly exciting broadcast today. Does anyone want to do the honors?
Sure. So we received a new letter from Captain Avery of the Euphoria cruise ship.
Which is great, because we did not have a way to follow up with him after his first letter.
For those who missed the previous letter from Captain Avery, here's a recap. Captain Avery runs the Euphoria, which is a fully operable cruise ship with over 100 passengers. They traveled all throughout the Caribbean Sea, so Belize, Jamaica, and Haiti, you name it. He reports that being on the water is the safest bet since the zombies become petrified in the water. They do come across boats or ships with zombies on board, but thankfully they have not become smart enough to actually drive the boat, so it's kind of an interesting spectacle just to pass by. One really cool point he made is that many countries that were previously considered third world or impoverished have started excelling in many ways. He reported Haiti was able to minimize the amount of zombies on the island and enrich the country's farming industry.
Now, here's his follow-up. Hello, Mercury broadcasters. I hope this message finds you well. It dawned on me after sending my first letter that this would mostly be a one-sided exchange unless I actually meet you all in person or stay docked long enough for you all to write back, which is unlikely. I'm fine with this being a one-sided exchange for a while until we can meet in person if you are all up to it. With that being said, it's a fun challenge to try and write answers to questions you guys may have without knowing what questions you're really asking. So my guess is that you may have questions on how the ship is actually running. Euphoria has traveled around all the Caribbean, but we normally stick closer to the Eastern Caribbean Sea since we get fuel from the Guyana oil reserves. We have an agreement to receive oil and trade resources from other Caribbean islands, which grants us and other ships petroleum liberties, which works out since we have more than enough space on Euphoria to transport goods. Another thing I wanted to add is that outside of the 100 live-in passengers, we do welcome and transport new passengers to different locations after a wellness exam is completed to ensure they aren't infected. Well, that's all for now. Captain Avery of Euphoria.
This guy just gets cooler and cooler every time I hear about him.
Yeah, and I didn't know Guyana had oil reserves.
Yeah, that's a huge resource for an island.
Well, it's considered a relatively new discovery since the oil reserves in Guyana were first discovered in the 2010s. Also, Guyana is an island.
I thought it was in the Caribbean.
I know, which is confusing, but essentially there are three non-island countries that are considered to be a part of the Caribbean. It's Guyana and Suriname, which is in South America, and Belize, which is in Central America.
So what makes them part of the Caribbean?
Well, they all are relatively close to the Caribbean Sea, but the main three reasons they are considered to be part of the Caribbean is their history, culture, and politics. Their history is more aligned with the Caribbean than their neighboring countries. The countries were once British colonies. They also have a higher black population due to the transatlantic slave trade, and they all share a common struggle for emancipation from the European leaders. Also, their cultures align more with the Caribbean. For instance, their food, music, and sports have stronger ties to the Caribbean than the Americas. And lastly, regarding their political history, these countries are all a part of CARICOM, which is an intergovernmental organization that is a political and economic union of Caribbean countries. Or it was. Not sure if it's still operating, given the current situation.
Whoa, Michelle, how do you know all that?
I took a Caribbean diaspora elective in college. It was that or civics, and so I picked the one with the later class time.
That's pretty cool. I wonder what kind of goods are being traded across the Caribbean.
Well, I know Jamaica used to produce limestone and marble, plus a bunch of other stuff.
Haiti has cobalt and iridium. Iridium is used for, like, pen tips and compass bearings, so I assume that would be pretty helpful.
Well, I won't lie. I'd love to meet up with Captain Avery. Maybe we can tour the ship.
Maybe we can go on a vacation.
But we don't know how long we'd be away, and I'm pretty sure our listeners would miss us.
I guess one of us will just have to make a sacrifice and go and tell everyone how it was when we get back.
Nice try, Michelle.
And I'm pretty sure Dr. Clark would see that as a slight.
Oh, right. Let me not get on her bad side again. That woman can surely hold a grudge.
Anyway, I believe we have reached our broadcast limit for today. Agnes, would you like to sign us off?
Sure. This has been Agnes Drew, Max O'Brien, and Michelle Rhymes for Mercury, a broadcast of hope. Take care of each other.